You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, you pay too much for your internet, right? Turns out there's an app for that. Well, maybe not an app, but a government program. It's part of this pandemic recovery, I guess. I'm not sure I understand it altogether. A good thing for us that Jeffrey Fowler does. He's a technology columnist at the Washington Post, and he joins us now. Jeffrey, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a fascinating story, and the application for this relief begins today, correct?
Yeah, that's right. This is kind of the biggest thing that the American government has ever done to help people pay their internet bills. And it's a big experiment both to deal with some of the impact of the coronavirus on the economy and on tens of millions of Americans, but also just these bigger questions about how do we solve the digital divide in the United States?
And did this come from the Recovery Act that was recently approved, the thing that Biden pushed through?
No, this came from December when there was another big push to give some stimulus to the economy. And the Congress set aside, after debating this for many months, frankly, probably for too many months, they set aside $3.2 billion basically to help Americans pay their internet bills. You know, most families can get, you know, $50 a month that's taken straight off their internet bills, and it'll continue coming off your internet bill every month until they run out of money or until Congress gives them some more money to run the program.
It's funny, I just asked about it because it sounds to me like this, you know, they're addressing internet infrastructure in the Biden's calling it the infrastructure bill. And I thought maybe this was the expanded view, the Biden administration's expanded view of infrastructure, but this actually happened under President Trump. Big spending on this, and it impacts a lot of people, right? Generally, you hear about these programs and you think, well, I wouldn't qualify. It looks like a lot of people are going to be qualified for this.
Exactly. There are tens of millions of people in America who qualify this. Basically, anybody who lost a job or even just lost income during the pandemic. Also, anybody who has a family member who, you know, can get free or reduced school lunch or, you know, has a Pell grant. It's really quite a wide range of people. So many, in fact, that the Federal Communications Commission that's in charge of running this doesn't really know how many people are going to be able to apply, how many families. And that's one of the reasons why we don't even know how long the program can last, because they have no idea how many people are going to apply. I can tell you, though, that after my story published on the Washington Post website this morning, the website to sign up for this thing has been so hammered that it's been up and down all day long.
Oh, no kidding.
There's definitely a lot of Americans that want to get this.
Okay,
yeah.
What are the monetary limits here? I mean, the income limits. I think for a couple, a family, it's $198,000 or less, but it's less than that if you are a single parent, correct?
That's right. So it's $198,000 for a family that can also prove that it lost some income last year.
Sure.
Or if you're filing or if you're kind of living alone in your household, it's $99,000. And again, you'd have to prove you lost some income last year. And there's just a whole bunch of other criteria. And I kind of break them all down in my column in the Post.
But it's as simple as that, right? If you're making roughly $100,000 or less, and you can prove that you lost some income last year, you can get $50 a month from the government to help pay off your internet bill.
That's it. Yeah, that's right. You do have to prove that you meet this criteria. And there's a website you got to go to, and there's a little bit of, you know, a little bit of paperwork to do. It'll probably take you about 10 minutes, but it certainly is worth it, I think, to a lot of Americans who are frankly struggling to pay these bills. And we have definitely learned one of the lessons of the pandemic is that an internet connection is as important to being a part of American society these days as is electricity and maybe even running water.
And, you know, but we make so much of the stimulus checks or the recovery checks, and look, this isn't going to add up to $1,400, but we don't know how much. It could add up to we don't know how it's going to add up, right? But it could be a few months worth of payments from the government.
That's right. And, you know, if, let's say, they don't run out of money, the program is supposed to end 6 months after the official end of the pandemic. So, you know, we don't know when that's going to be either. And then it's also possible that Congress will either add more money to this program. It's called the Emergency Broadband Benefit, or the EBB. Or it could actually even talk about finding ways to sort of make some version of this permanent. Because if we're thinking about that digital divide problem, so much of the conversation until now has been about infrastructure in the sense of putting in more pipelines into rural areas to get people internet access. But just as big a problem, or maybe even a bigger one for the digital divide in the U.S., has just been that our internet access is expensive. It costs us a lot of money. The average family spends about $65 on internet access, is what Consumer Reports estimates. That's a lot of money, and it's just not that affordable for a lot of families.
Yeah, you're right. We talk about the fact that broadband or Wi-Fi broadband isn't available in a lot of spots, a lot of rural areas. That's certainly true, but where it is available in the inner city, sometimes it's just not affordable. It's just too much, and we've proven over the past year that it, I don't want to say it's not something you can live without, but in many ways, if you want to prosper in the 21st century, maybe it's not something you can live without.
Yeah, I think the debate from here goes to, okay, now that we're finally addressing the affordability piece of this, are these kinds of, one-off checks or programs or discounts enough to really solve this, or does America really need to think really differently now about internet access and regulating it like we regulate, electrical companies. So that would mean things like, having baselines of service and making internet companies also be a lot clearer about what they're actually charging us for. I don't know if you've ever tried to look at your internet bill, but boy, it's hard to figure out what you're actually being charged.
I have a side business, and just for tax purposes, I try to figure out things like that. And yeah, it's nearly impossible. We have a text that came in and said, in other words, this will not help seniors on a low fixed income. It sounds like it won't, right? Unless they can prove that they lost money last year.
So there are a couple of different ways that you can be eligible. So being retired alone does not make you eligible. However, aside from the having lost work kind of element, also Americans who meet a certain threshold with the federal poverty guidelines. So your income has to be 135% or less than federal poverty guidelines. So let me give you an example. For a family of two, that threshold would be $23,517. If you meet that threshold, you can apply for this program. Also, if you're on Medicaid, if you get food stamps, if you get supplemental Social Security income, federal public housing assistance, all those things make you qualify.
Okay, so we talked generally about the income levels, but that's just one area that they're judged by.
That's right. Yeah, that's the area where I think the largest news set of Americans are going to be joining this. Those folks aren't used to getting these kinds of government programs.
When I read your column, I was surprised that the income levels are that high. Okay, another great text, a great question is, what about if you don't have internet now, but this $50 would make it affordable for you within your budget that you can do it? They could still apply as well, correct?
Yeah. In fact, that's a big category of people that the emergency broadband benefit is trying to help. So you can go to one of the ISPs that's participating. The good news is most of the big ones in the U.S. are, both the fixed line ones and also the cellular ones. So this could also go towards, a smartphone bill or whatnot. Most of them are participating. You can go to them as a new customer and say from the start, hey, I'm applying, along with the EBB, and they'll get you set up.
I'm assuming that you're only allowed one $50 credit a month, so you couldn't do it for your land-based or your home-based internet and then for your cell phone as well, correct?
That's correct. It's one per family or per household.
And so
that's, that's counted. Everybody in that residence only gets one.
Tell us again, Jeffrey, where do people not just sign up, but point us to your column or to an area where they can get a comprehensive view of who qualifies and how to fill out the reservation form?
For sure. Well, you can start with what I wrote for the Washington Post. It's on our homepage right now. I spent a lot of time talking to the FCC, trying to get into the details of this and also figure out the shenanigans that these ISPs are going to try to play with us and how to get around some of them. Even have some screenshots that show you what you need to click on and what to avoid. You can also go straight to the government website. It's getemergencybroadband.org. And they have, they'll answer your questions there and you can apply.
Fantastic. Jeffrey Fowler, it's great to talk to you. Thanks very much.
You bet.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Okay, send us a text or get on a phone line if you want. If you had the power to put a woman on the court, I'm interested in who you would put. And again, Ellen's not available. Carol Burnett, maybe Carol Burnett. I don't know. Give me a text, 312-981-7200, or phone number would be nice as well. Phone call, I should say. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom first.
Chicago.